Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited to welcome back to our program our next guest. Best-selling author Colleen Cobble is back with us. It's been almost 2 years since she was last on our program. We're going to talk to her not only about her amazing literary journey, but what it's been like for her to not only to entertain us, but also, I think, to really inspire us through the characters she's been able to craft and the storylines that she's been able to give us. Her brand-new book is called The End at Ocean's Edge. We're going to talk to Colleen not only about this book, but also the overwhelming response she's already been getting, not only through her fans in person, but also online as well. Colleen, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Cyrus. I was really looking forward to this.
Well, look, I was looking forward to having you back, and I was saying to you before we went live here, it's hard to believe it was May 2013 when you were last on the program, and you've been quite busy in that time period, so I definitely understand why it's been a while. You've been definitely staying busy with writing. I mean, but Colleen, as I said, you and I were just talking about The End at Ocean's Edge, already almost 100 reviews on this book in just a couple of weeks. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the response to the book so far?
I was just telling my publisher yesterday, in all the books that I've written, I don't think I have ever had this overwhelming response so quickly. I've been, reader letters have just been, emails have just been flooding in, and they're saying this is the best book they've read in years, not just my books, but the best book they've read in years, and they couldn't put it down, and they were up half the night reading it, and some of them have said, that it really inspired them to take a look at their own lives as well as being, you know, very entertaining and nail-biting
right.
Going on.
Exactly. Well, as I was saying to you before we went on, I mean, there's so many great layers to this book. I mean, you're able to allow us to see how these two individuals, you know, I think that the story that really, I mean, captures everyone's attention, of course, is Claire's, but also, of course, realizing, of course, the journey that she and Kate, you know, find themselves on and the connection that they have. I mean, it was really exciting for me in reading that. I mean, when you finished this book, did it feel like something special for you?
Even during the writing of it, it felt like something special to me, Cyrus. I think one of the reasons for that was this book was inspired by my best friend I've ever had. She was really my sister of the heart. I had brothers and no sisters, always wanted them. And Diane Hunt was a fellow author, writes funny, great novels. But she lost her battle with ovarian cancer in November of 2013, and I was writing this in the final months of her life, and pieces of this were inspired by events that happened in her life, so it almost felt like I was paying tribute a little bit to her, and
right.
And just the secrets that were in this book kind of paralleled some of the secrets in her own life, and it was a way to be able to write that out and show the damage secrets can do in general, and how things that we do that we think are just going to please us can have repercussions years down the road, and what that means in lives. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things in the story is I wanted to bring out is that we all have pain in our lives. You know, we've all gone through things that have given us great pain. But God always supplies what we need in some way. You know, I had a missing piece in my heart, you know, because I wanted a sister, and Di was that sister for me. And sometimes we find that the pieces that we're missing are supplied by friends, that, you know, it doesn't have to be supplied by our family. It doesn't have to be supplied by our spouse. It doesn't have to be supplied, God, of course, supplies many of those pieces, but he also uses other people to fill in the holes in our lives. And for me, that was Diane Hunt.
Right, right. And you're right. And, you know, what you just shared, though, Colleen, is one of the reasons why so many people love you. And that is because you're able to take something like what you just shared and to put it in a book, in a work of fiction, But we're able to see the truth of it, the truth of the message like you just shared. And that's been, you know, I think the great thing about you, not only in this book, but also in others as well. When did you realize that gift? Because, you know, not everyone can do what you have done. I mean, they cannot have the career that you can have. They cannot get, you know, 100 people to agree on anything, let alone to sit down and write a review on something. I mean, when did you realize that you had been given something special?
Well, I had always wanted to write, and then that dream kind of went underground when I was raising our kids. And but I had a younger brother who was killed in a freak lightning accident. I think we may have spoken of this before, and that was kind of the catalyst that catapulted me into writing. But, you know, that first book came out in 1998. And, you know, I kept plugging along. Some of the reviews at first were not so promising, you know, and I wasn't sure I was going to have any kind of real career. And then what I always really, really wanted to write was mystery. That's what I like to read. And, you know, people say to me, you know, you're so outgoing and friendly, you know, why do you write about murder and, suspense and mystery and, you know, what is that? And I think what it is I have a really strong streak of justice. You know, there's been, you know, really bad things that have happened in my own life that felt very unfair. And I have come to realize that no matter what it is we go through, good is going to come out of it. And I've seen that in my own life. And so when I began, my very first book of mystery was Without a Trace. And that was the first book that Thomas Nelson bought. It still is in print and still sells gangbusters. Readers love that story. And I think it's because I finally started writing stories that allowed me to share some of my own issues, my own heartaches, and the things that I see around me. I quit writing, just trying to write a story to entertain, and I started trying to write a story that really shared the truth that I have found in my own life about forgiveness, about putting down your armor and allowing yourself to go through pain, knowing that you're going to come out on the other end stronger. You know, sometimes when we go through bad things, we don't ever want to experience that again. And so we keep people at a distance and we protect ourselves and we put up that shell that is keeping, you know, the pain away. But when you keep the pain away, you keep the joy away, you keep the change away, you keep the transformations that can happen in your life away. And I wanted to really be able to address that. And so, you know, that really made a difference when I was able to start writing about that. And with each book, I myself kind of lay down the armor a little more and share, you know, more and more of what is in my own heart.
Right, right. So when you do read a review, Colleen, that says that you have touched someone or inspired someone or given them a new lease on life and their own possibilities. I mean, do you feel as though you're doing exactly what you wanted to do, not only with that particular book, but also with your career as an author?
Oh, absolutely. My husband retired 3 years ago, and people have asked me, oh, you're going to retire? And I said, are you kidding? I'm going to die with my fingers on the keyboard. You know, why would I stop doing what I feel I was created to do? And, you know, as long as I'm here, I have a purpose. When I'm not here any longer, then my purpose, of course, is gone. But each day we can grab the joy and the purpose that we're created for if we just look around for that in our lives. You know, we all are here for a reason. It's not just to kind of be plodding aimlessly along with no direction and no results in our lives, no changes, no growth, no changing other people. You know, we're here for a reason. And, you know, I like to try to grab every little bit of that that I can in every day.
Yeah. I think that is exactly what you've been able to do, Colleen, for sure. Again, for those who are just tuning in, either on the Radio Dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Best-selling author Colleen Cobble is back with us today. We're talking to her not only about the amazing literary journey that she's been on, being able to share, I mean, so many great stories and messages through her books, but the new book that seems to have everyone talking is The Inn at Ocean's Edge. You know, I mentioned, of course, the characters, Kate and Claire, a little bit earlier, Colleen. I want to talk about another character that is really prominent in the book, and that is Luke. And the reason I want wanted to bring up Luke now is because Luke says something to the character Claire that I think is so important for all of us. In talking about the situations that she's facing, he says, "This trial will only make you stronger." Is that something that also gives you confidence that if you do not give up, if you do not give in, and if you keep the faith, that what you're going through is only going to prepare you for something greater?
That is so true. And when I was writing this book, I mentioned, you know, Di was in her last months. And that was, I walked that journey with her for 4 years, and hand in hand, you know, side by side, sisters of the heart. And I saw that struggle make her stronger and prepare her for eternity, really. Even, I mean, she was a great Christian even before she became ill, but the struggle made her even more beautiful. And I've seen that in my own life and in lives of, you know, everybody that I know. The struggle makes you better. You know, I always, when I think about it, I go back to the thought of the butterfly, you know, when it's in the chrysalis and it's time to come out. And if you cut that that shell around that butterfly so that it can get out easier, it will die because it needs that struggle to pump the fluid into its wings to be able to fly and to live. And we are the same way. You know, that struggle is necessary for us. It's crucial for us to become the people that we can be. And, you know, you circumvent that, you protect yourself, and you don't want that struggle. You know, none of us want to have a trial in our lives. None of us want to, you know, be faced with something that we've got to struggle through. It's never fun. But
right.
I have seen that in my own life, that anytime I've gone through a struggle, on the other end, I'm stronger, and I can be grateful for that struggle.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, I think, too, the other thing, and I'll talk around this, Colleen, so I don't give anything away, but the other thing that's interesting, I've been mentioning Claire so much, but Kate also, I mean, you know, I think we've all been there. When I was reading this book, I thought about, you know, we all, I think, have been in a situation where we know something that someone else doesn't know. And
yes.
We're trying to figure out, are we supposed to tell them, or, you know, mm-hmm. what, you know, how are they going to feel? And you know, and I think, you know, there are some people, and I've heard it even said on the show, you know, sometimes you wonder if there's such a thing as too much truth. I mean, was that also an interesting thing for you to kind of explore in this book of what needs to be said and what needs to be discovered on its own?
Yes, it really was, and you are so right. You know, sometimes when we want to bring out the truth, it has to do with more of what we want rather than what does it need to be said.
Right.
And, you know, that was part of Kate's struggle. She knew what she wanted, and she was ready to blare it all out, you know. But, you know, something kept kind of getting in her way until the time was right. And it's, truth is important, you know, don't get me wrong, and secrets can destroy lives. But you always have to examine your motives when you're wanting to say the truth. Sometimes they can be not so good.
Yeah, I think that is the amazing thing. You know, I think, and I even said in my review on Amazon.com, you know, and I think it mirrors what 90-plus other people felt about this book, is that how that we all kind of feel sometimes that we are, you know, drowning in the darkness. And I mentioned Luke earlier. Luke is an interesting character in the book, and again, I'll talk around this, but there are several aspects that he's not only a voice of reason, Colleen, for me, but also actually used as almost as a deliverance. You know, there's that one, you know, incident that happens in the book where, you know, he's even told, "You saved me." What was that like for you to bring such a strong male character in this book and to have, you know, him kind of being so integral to the story?
I tell you what, I love strong male characters, and I feel as a whole lately in the last few years, society has almost emasculated men and made them, you know, sometimes they're the butt of jokes, and, you know, we see TV shows and movies and books that kind of make them out to not be the man that they were created to be. Men are created to be protectors. They have that nature in them most of the time. And you know, it seems like there for a while, novels in general kind of almost went the other way, where the woman was so strong, she didn't need anybody in her life. Well, I tell you what, I need my husband. And he is a great provider, a great protector, a great supporter. And that partnership has changed me and changed my life. And I like having strong male characters because that is what they're supposed to be, and you know, they get pushed around a little bit, it seems like to me, to where they feel like they can feel like what they don't really, you know, their wife doesn't really need them in that way, and we do.
Yeah, I think that is it. You know, I think, you know, the other thing is, you know, there is, you know, such a thing as far as needs and what we actually need and how some things can be literally life-saving. I mean, Kate is a perfect mm-hmm. example of that. I mean, that heartbreaking scene, you know, that you wrote with her, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where, you know, she's, you know, trying to confront this individual that, mm-hmm. you know, basically abandoned them. And,
yes.
you know, and to be able to deal with that and know that this person may can help you and that they're choosing to not even to acknowledge you. You know, do you think that's also one of the things in here that, I mean, because I was thinking about it when I was reading the book, Colleen, but also when I was prepping for this segment, that it really, part of the big thing that people, I think, are so responding to is that we all know what it's like not to be validated. In whatever
yes.
role it might be, whether it's in the family or with the friends or even as society or, you know, at work, we all know what that's like. Do you think that's part of that connection that we're feeling with these characters and what they've gone through?
Yes, and you're right, Cyrus. We all have been in that place where we feel rejected and like we don't matter, and that's where Kate was in that point. I mean, it felt to her, of course, like everything she was, even her very life, didn't matter to this person. And we have to come to the point where we realize, too, that what they think and their opinion of us and their rejection of us doesn't matter to who we are inside. You know, we have the ability to overcome that. I love to write stories about overcomers who have really terrible situations in their lives that they have found the strength to rise above, and we all have that if we choose to do it. If there's one thing that's sad to me, it's when I see individuals in my life, you know, that I know who just kind of give up, and they don't realize that they don't have to take everybody else's opinion of them as gospel, you know, that they have more in them than they know, and they can, you know, overcome that. And but that is a very painful thing, you know, when you're rejected by the person that someone that should be loving you and supporting you. And what do you do with that? Again, that is an area for growth. It is an area where you can take that and let it make you better.
Yeah, I think that is it. And I think, you know, that is, again, one of the great things about you as a storyteller. You're able to do that. I mean, again, not everyone has that skill. You know, and I think, you know, there is a thing, as I mentioned, about truth. I mean, truth is almost, you know, one of these side characters, I think, in this book, where, you know, it's kind of something that all of them are trying to, you know, to kind of walk around with, you know, and be able, you know, to use it, you know, for themselves. I mean, there's, you know, and even that word is used a lot, you know. I mean, as far as knowing the truth, you know, living mm-hmm. the truth, you know, telling the truth, you know, it is one of those things, you know. So I think, you know, one of the things that has to happen, especially as we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, Colleen, about so many people already writing their reviews. I mean, as someone who's had the amazing career that you've had, I'm sure that excites you, but does that also add to the pressure of,
oh,
you know,
yes.
of a follow-up to something else like
it.
That? Yeah.
I was just, my friend Denise Hunter was here yesterday, and we were brainstorming some new stories, and I was telling her about the response to the end at Ocean's Edge and how, you know, it's just been kind of overwhelming, and I said, but the pressure, now it's like, can I do that again?
Right. You know, it has to be an amazing thing. I mean, I was really shocked, I have to say. I was talking to an author on this program several days ago, and I was mentioning a review, and they said, oh, I don't read reviews. And I thought to myself, wow. My first thought was, wow. You know, that I was surprised. But then I thought, okay, well, maybe that's better, because you're not worrying about what other people are going to be thinking. But then she said, well, what did it say? You know, and then she sent me an email after the interview. Was like, I'm going to have to go over there now and check and see, you know, what it says. I mean, so is that kind of the balancing act for you, Colleen? Because I know you want to write, as you mentioned even in this conversation, you want to write what you love, what feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of the balancing act of doing that and then giving readers what they want?
Yes. What I try to put my finger on with every story is a universal truth of some kind, something that I have found to be true in my own life, and I know it to be true in everyone's life. And,
yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, what I try to focus on. And, you know, when it comes to reviews, I do read reviews. Number one, some of them are valid. You know, if there's a criticism that's valid that I need to address and get better as a writer, I want to do that. I want to improve with every book. You know, that's the great thing about being a writer is that you never arrive. You know, you never get to the point where, gosh, I can just write anything and I'm perfect writer. No, that's just not the case. You know, there's always something to learn to do better. And readers, when I'm writing the story, I'm sure I've gotten across what I wanted to get across, but sometimes in reviews I find that that's not the case, and I needed, you know, this is an area that I need to work on. I remember about probably 8-9 years ago, a review, there were several consistent reviews that were saying that the ending felt rushed. And so I took that opportunity to really start focusing on my endings and make sure that the reader walked away satisfied and felt like that ended at the right place and they got enough, you know, at the ending to satisfy them. So I think it's important for me anyway to read the reviews because then, you know, I can address any areas that I need to. And then quite honestly, writing is lonely. It can be very lonely and frustrating sometimes, you know, and you don't know if you're really hitting it. So when I get the overwhelmingly great reviews that I'm getting, like with In at Ocean's Edge, it is just a confirmation that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, and definitely you have not disappointed. I mean, I've been reading your work for years, Colleen, and it, each one, I think, takes me to a different place, and I love the fact that you're able to do that. And I think to be able to bring people together, anybody together with the story that you created, I mean, is in itself not an easy feat, and for you to be able to do it, you know, as consistently as you have is definitely a gift. Again, everyone, Colleen Cobble has been our guest today. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Her new book that's available right now is The End at Ocean's Edge is the title of the book. Colleen, I mentioned the course. The book's available at Amazon.com. How can they stay connected with you, too?
They can go to my website. That's ColleenCoble.com, ColleenCoble.com. And I'm always on Facebook chatting, so that's Colleen Coble Books on Facebook. And I answer every email. I love to hear from readers, so feel free to email me directly. My contact information is on my website. So, you know, I love to hear from readers. That's what I live for. So
definitely.
Never be afraid to email me.
Good. And they love interacting with you as well, Colleen. Colleen, thank you again so much for a great conversation. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love sticking
with you. I'd love to come back. You're my favorite interviewer, Cyrus, so I'm excited to be able to talk to you today.
Well, I appreciate that and wishing you nothing but continued success, Colleen, for sure. Again, everyone, make sure you guys are picking up the book, The End at Ocean's Edge. It is available right now wherever you buy your favorite books, even your favorite bookstore, or, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. And then once you read the book, make sure you all post your review there on Amazon.com. Let other people know what you're thinking about it and make sure you share that with others because I know not only does Colleen enjoy that, but also, of course, other interested readers want to know what people are thinking as well. If you all are joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more Conversations Live to come, so you all stay where you are. If you're joining us online, though, that is going to do it for us for this segment of our program. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.